It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOALITV.com. Also on KOAL 107.3 FM 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me this morning in studio, I have Aaron Bott. He is the Conservation Outreach Manager for the Utah Division of Wildlife Resources right here in Price. We're going to talk about some great events that are coming up, but we're going to talk a little bit about him because he is new to the area. And Aaron, thanks for coming in this morning. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Dave.
Let's talk a little bit about your background. You were talking a little bit before. You come from Ogden, so you said one train town to another.
That's right. That's right. I've spent the last 13 years working in the backcountry, mostly in several different national parks, studying large carnivore management, particularly in the Yellowstone area, working with wolf research. I'm excited to be down here in Carbon County working with Utah's Division of Wildlife. It's a lot of fun.
Now, we're going to talk. It seems like they always have fun things that are going on around the area. And one of them is coming up this Saturday. It is the waterfowl. It's a youth waterfowl clinic out at Desert Lake. It's going to be this Saturday from 8 a.m. to noon. Let's talk a little bit about that and let people know what's going to happen when they go out there and what they can expect from that event.
Absolutely. Utah's Division of Wildlife is going to be partnering up with Ducks Unlimited for this Saturday event. The objective is to get the youth out into the field to learn some key skills to go waterfowl hunting, hopefully later this season or in years to come. We're going to have a lot of different stations, and it's going to be a blast.
So what are they going to go out there and do? What kind of things are they going to learn out at this clinic?
We'll have several conservation officers as well as wildlife managers out there teaching the youth how to call for ducks, how to set up decoys, how to shoot from a blind. We've even got some gentlemen coming down with their dogs, and we're going to talk about dog training techniques.
So it'll be a fun day, and you're asking that people go online to sign up for that. What is the web address on that one?
We're signing up at eventbrite.com. There is no cap or limit to the amount of people that we're extending this invite to, so feel free to come out even if it's a last-minute decision. But if you can give us a heads up on eventbrite.com, and just sign up for how many people you're going to bring with you. That'll kind of give us a heads up.
All right, so that's this weekend. And then next weekend, we're starting to get into that fall. You can feel it in the mornings, the fall weather. It's getting a little bit cooler, and that means a couple of different things. That means chucker hunts, and that means pheasant hunts.
That's right.
And coming up on the 21st, you've got a youth chucker hunt going on out at Hatts Ranch. Let's talk a little bit about that and let the people know about that one.
Yeah, we're excited to be extending an invitation again to the youth for a chucker and two pheasant hunts going on this fall. These events are limited. We've got a cap of 20 people per event, and essentially we're going to be going out to Hatts Ranch and we'll be having an exciting day shooting some chuckers and hunting some pheasants. We are asking people to sign up by going to the Carbon County, Utah Division of Wildlife's office, or you can call in to the Carbon County Division of Wildlife's office and sign up.
Okay, so the chucker is the 21st of September, so you've got about a little over a week to get that one squared away.
That's right.
And then you said the pheasant hunts are the 5th and the 12th of October.
That is correct.
And they're all going to be out at Hatts Ranch, and they're all capped, correct?
That's right.
So people will need to get in touch with you guys as far as what they need to sign up and everything like that. What's the address and the number out there? Have you got it off the top of your head?
I don't. I don't have
okay.
The address off the top.
We'll get that address in there. So you've got to go to the division office on Carbonville Road to get that information to them, and then call them and let them know that, hey, we're going to come out. This is how many people we're going to bring, but they're capped. And is each hunt capped at 20?
Each one's capped at 20.
Okay. So that is the youth chucker and pheasant hunts at Hatts Ranch. The chucker hunt is going to be the 21st of September. The pheasant hunts are going to be the 5th and the 12th of October. You need to get in touch with the Division of Wildlife Resources office in Price on Carbonville Road and let them know, because those hunts are capped. And then the one that's going on this weekend, let's talk a little bit about that again, the Waterfowl Clinic out to Desert Lake, and it's going to be from 8 until noon. And that was, what do we need to do on that one?
We're just inviting everyone to show up. We encourage you to sign up online at eventbrite.com. However, if you wake up Saturday morning bright and early and you didn't sign up, still feel free to come out. We will be giving away prizes, including a youth shotgun to someone who is 14 or under.
So head on out there for a lot of fun this weekend. And, you know, check out, and all kinds of fun things go on all the time with the Division of Wildlife Resources. They will keep you on informed and on top of things. And Aaron, we're going to invite you to come back whenever you need to get something out there and let people know about it. But these are fun. These hunts are fun, and it gets the kids involved, and it keeps them involved, really.
Absolutely. And that's what we hope to achieve, is to have a great time out in the field and to experience the outdoors.
All right. Aaron, thanks for coming in this morning. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Now, for more information on this and other KOALITV.com interviews, make sure you check out our website, KOALITV.com. Also, listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM.